Everybody, welcome back to the Indiscriminate News Network. I hope everybody's doing well. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thank you. Love you guys a lot. Let's jump into another outage and see if it's related or anything like that. So going to try to take a deep dive into the recent outages that took down major services like Facebook, Instagram, and even obviously the AT&T one that we talked about. So I'm thinking about if these were isolated incidents or they are symptoms of something bigger. Some disturbing signs that our online infrastructure is more fragile than we think. So let's explore the angles and see what some of the experts and officials have to say. So like many of you, I was one of the unlucky ones who got booted off Facebook, Instagram during the week, that major outage. Seemed like a minor inconvenience, maybe some routine maintenance or a small technical glitch, but then reports started flooding in that it wasn't just impacting Facebook services. Websites like Google, YouTube, Gmail, TikTok, and even AT&T Wireless were having issues again. The outage caused a full-blown internet crisis. Naturally, this sparked all kind of panic, speculation online about a potential cyber attack or apocalyptic scenario where the entire internet just shuts down. I don't know if you saw the movie on Netflix, Leave the World Behind, was even trending on Twitter, or X, sorry. But should we really be hitting the panic button over these outages? So to explore that, we looked at a podcast called What the Heck Podcast. So basically what they said was, this was from Travis Taylor. Travis said that a total internet meltdown was extremely likely, saying that network design backed in the 70s, specifically to withstand huge catastrophic events like nuclear attacks. It's redundant, decentralized, and the infrastructure makes it incredibly resilient long-term. So what likely happened, according to Taylor, was that a major piece of internet infrastructure that many different sites and apps rely on experienced an issue. So that set off a cascading failure. So the ongoing consolidation in the tech industry means more services are dependent on the same backend systems. However, downplayed the outage as being an intentional attack and said that even if it was a prolonged internet blackout did occur, somehow the network's inherent backup failsafes would allow it to eventually recover, like in the 2021 outage that lasted over 7 hours. So while it was unsettling, these incidents seem more of a wake-up call about reliance on cloud-based services that an existential threat rather than an existential threat to the internet itself, according to some experts. With that said, I looked into whether there was any indications to the government or intelligence that saw something more nefarious in these outages. A few cybersecurity analysts have raised concern that the outages could provide cover for cyber criminals or nation-state hackers to conduct attack. Couldn't find any definitive evidence that the FBI or other agencies believed that was the case at this time around, but it's increasingly, but it's clear they're increasingly worried about the supply chain threats and potential vulnerabilities being exploited against the core internet infrastructure. Some of the language in the recent advisory groups, like the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, hints at an undercurrent of concern over systematic risks to our networks could be extremely disruptive, obviously. So while I made avoid a doomsday scenario this week, these incidents underscore how dependent our society is on a handful of private tech companies providing reliable service. It'll be interesting to see if it leads into new regulations or safeguards to protect our critical infrastructure. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to the Indiscriminate News Network. With the twin outages of Facebook, Instagram, AT&T have been isolated incidents, rather something more sinister. They definitely serve up as a wake-up call about risk, to key internet services that we run every day. So be sure to check out further episodes of Indiscriminate News Network. If you want to go back onto, click one of the links on the website, go back and check it out. Go to Indiscriminate News Network. Take care, everybody. Appreciate everybody listening. Until next time. Bye.